This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Additional sanctions were levied against Niger Tuesday, hours after its military leaders rejected the latest diplomatic efforts by a joint delegation from West African states, the African Union, and the United Nations. The junta leaders denied the delegation's entry, saying a climate of threatened aggression made it impossible to hold talks on ending the constitutional crisis in Niger, where members of the presidential guard took control and continue to detain democratically elected President Mohamed Bazoum and his family. The West African regional bloc known as ECOWAS has threatened military intervention in Niger unless Bazoum is reinstated, though a Sunday deadline for coup leaders to comply passed without action. The bloc is scheduled to meet in an emergency meeting Thursday. U.S. State Department spokesman Matt Miller told reporters Tuesday they're hopeful the United States can, still reverse Niger's coup, but was realistic. He recounted the diplomatic efforts of Acting Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland.
Acting Secretary Nuland met yesterday with leaders of the junta and made clear that there was a diplomatic path forward for them if they would choose a return to constitutional order. She also made clear that there would be consequences if they didn't, that there are hundreds of millions of dollars of U.S. assistance at stake. They were very difficult conversations. She didn't achieve any breakthroughs, and it's not at all clear that they will choose the diplomatic path forward.
Russian authorities say its air defenses shot down two Ukrainian drones aimed at Moscow Wednesday. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said one of the aerial drones was shot down in Domnedvo, a region south of the capital, which is home to one of Moscow's busiest international airports, while the other was down near the Minsk highway west of the city. Mayor Sobyanin said there were no injuries or damages from the incident, which the Russian defense ministry described as an attempted terrorist attack. Moscow has been the target of suspected Ukrainian drone attacks since May, when a drone was destroyed over the Kremlin. This is VOA News. Ohio voters on Tuesday rejected an election measure that would have raised the longstanding threshold for adding amendments to the state constitution. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
We did it!
Opponents of Issue 1 celebrated in Columbus Tuesday night after the Ohio proposal was defeated in a special August election. Audio courtesy WEWS. The results keep in place a simple majority threshold of 50% plus one for passing future changes to the Ohio Constitution, rather than requiring a 60% supermajority. Voter turnout was heavy and opposition was widespread. It's seen as a setback for Ohio Republicans who hope to make it more difficult to pass an abortion rights initiative that's coming up in November. Republican Senate President Matt Huffman.
Lots of folks from around the country spent a lot of money to make sure this didn't happen.
Republican House Speaker Jason Stevens and anti-abortion supporters said they would focus on trying to defeat the abortion rights measure in the fall. I'm Jennifer King.
A recent New York Times report says U.S. officials are searching for Chinese malware hidden in various defense systems that could disrupt military communications and resupply operations, and intelligence officials with U.S. President Joe Biden's administration are searching for malicious computer codes that could be hidden in networks controlling power grids, communication systems, and water supplies that feed military bases in the U.S. and around the world. Director of the George Washington University Cybersecurity Program, Professor Scott White, told VOA's International Edition program why this malware is so concerning to the U.S. government.
The fear in the military is a cyber attack followed by a conventional attack. So if our adversaries were able to disrupt our cyber network inside the military, so our communications are down, our ability to launch or monitor an attack coming in, all of those things that we count on, if that goes down and then our adversary is able to launch a conventional attack against us, we would literally be ill-prepared to respond and defend against that.
Operations to rescue migrants have continued in the Mediterranean as reports say 41 people died in a shipwreck last week. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Survivors who have just reached the Italian island of Lampedusa say the boat had set off on the morning of Thursday, August 3rd, from Tunisia's Sfax, a hotspot in the migration crisis, but capsized and sank a few hours later. Doctors Without Borders shared a video of one of their vessels reaching the boat earlier in the week.
We arrived to the target, this iron boat, around 50-70 person on board.
Italy has seen around 93,700 migrant arrivals by sea so far this year. That's according to the Interior Ministry data that was updated on Monday. That's compared to 44,700 during the same period of 2022. Steve Miller, VOA News.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.